श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जयम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिपराज आचार्य स्तुतर सत श्री श्रीमद शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रीलोदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बिंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। अलाचुवन हीरामणि धाम की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। श्रीमद भागवतम क्लास की जय। समवेत वैष्णव बिंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So before we begin Srimad Bhagavatam, I'd like to welcome all of you to this beautiful session of morning sadhana, which is a biggest factor in, I hope, in all the devotees' life, because that's what makes a vibrant Krishna conscious life. So today we are serving second canto, second chapter, text 21. In order to see Lord Krishna in every pages of Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada gave a criteria, and I'm sure you all are familiar, but still we can remind each other. This is from Bhagavatam 1.3.44. That we have to fast. To see Krishna, we have to have a willingness, and to see Krishna in every pages of Bhagavatam, we have to have a full and attentive listening from a person, not from a in-person. From a person. And then Prabhupada writes, I'm just paraphrasing what Prabhupada writes. But to pay full attention, one has to have a pure in mind. And then Prabhupada said, you cannot have a pure in mind if you don't have a purity in action. You cannot have a purity in action if you don't have a purity in your eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So it's a very simple way how to come close to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna if we follow this simple. So with that note, we are going to pray to Lord Vasudev to give us clarity and clear perception to perceive this Bhagavatam. So please repeat after me. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam together. Narayanam namaskrittam naram chaiva narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirayat Nasta Prayesu Avadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sivayam Bhagavate Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nastati. So we remain grateful to these five personalities, that's why we chant, and grateful attitude is a most needed wanted for each devotee to have a fertile ground, because grateful attitude is a divine quality without which we cannot have our bhakti lata seed to sprout. What to talk about reaching to the lotus feet of Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan. So it is, I'm feeling, or at least I'm trying to feel grateful to be with all of you. And we are grateful to these five personalities. One is Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, or is in Adi Narayan. The second personality is Nar Narayan Rishi. Supreme Lord Krishna, because he actually revealed this Bhagavatam to Narada Muni in the beginning, to the Brahmaji, very beginning, and to Narada Vyas, then came down all the way to Prabhupada, to us. And we are grateful to Nar Narayan Rishi to make this easy path, otherwise it would be very difficult, through that severe austerity, make this Kali Yuga Jiva to be drawn to Krishna consciousness. And to Vyasdev, to Mother Saraswati, who is actually origin from Sambit potency, Bhagisha Jasya Vadane Lakshmi Jasya Bhakshati, Jasyaste Ridaya Sambit. So her origin position in the heart, also on the lips of the Lord, who actually gives, revive our relationship with the Lord. So we are grateful to her. And to Vyasdev, knowing that Pran Govinda Das or Kali Yuga Jiva will not remember anything, so better you write it down. He can look at it again and memorize just by hearing one time. So I am eternally grateful to Vyasdev. And to Srila Prabhupada, who actually translated in a very simple way and expressed his inner realization, digested realization, I would say, through a language format that we can relate. So I'm eternally grateful to all of them and to all of you taking your valuable time to come here. So today's verse is 20... I'm not supposed to speak today. 2021, right? 20 and 21. Or just 21, okay. So we're going to read the word-to-word synonyms first, so we will be aware what we are reciting. Tasma, we can do together. Tasmat, from there, bruvo, of the eyebrows, antaram, in between, unnayata, should be brought in, Nirudha, by blocking, Shapta, seven, Ayatana, outlets of the life air, Anapeksha, independent of all material enjoyment, Stitta, by keeping, Muhurta, of a moment, Ardham, half, Akunta, back home, back to Godhead, Drishti, one whose aim is targeted like that, Nirvidha, punching, Murdhan, the cerebral hole. Visrijat, should give up his body. Param, the supreme, Gataha, having gone to. Tasmad bhruvar antaram unnayeta. Nirudha sapta jatana napekshaha. Stitta muhurta dhamma kunta drishti. Nirvidha murdhan visrijet param gataha. Tasmad bhruvaram taram unnayeta. Nirudha saptayanta nirpeksha. Stitta muhurtardham mukanta sishti. Nirvidamurdam Visije Paramlata. Tasma Bruvorantaram Unnayeta. Tamhurtaram Akunta Drishti. Mothers, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Thereafter, the Bhakti Yoga Bhakti Yogi. Thereafter, the Bhakti Yogi should push the life air up between the eyebrows and then blocking the seven outlets of the life air. He should maintain his aim for going back home, back to Godhead. It's interesting, Prabhupada putting here is a devotee, which is true. If he is completely free from all desires for material enjoyment, he should then reach the cerebral hole, give up his material connections, having gone to the Supreme. Purport. The process of giving up all material connections and returning home back to Godhead, the Supreme, is recommended herein. The condition is that one should be completely freed from desire for material enjoyment. There are different grades of material enjoyment in respect to duration of life and sensual gratification. The highest plane of sensual enjoyment for the longest period of life is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita 9.20. All are but material enjoyment, And one should be thoroughly convinced that he has no need of such a long duration of life. Even in the Brahmaloka planet, he must return home, back to Godhead, and must not be attracted by any amount of material facilities. In the Bhagavad Gita 259, it is said that this sort of material detachment is possible to attain when one is acquainted with the Supreme Association of Life. Param drishta nivartate. One cannot be freed from material attraction. Material attraction. Unless he has complete understanding of the nature of spiritual life. The propaganda by a certain class of impersonalists that spiritual life is void of all varieties is dangerous propaganda to mislead the living being into becoming more and more attracted by material enjoyment. As such, persons with a poor fund of knowledge cannot have any conception of the Param, the Supreme, then try to stick to the varieties of material enjoyment. Although they may flatter themselves as being Brahman, realized soul, such less intelligent person cannot have any conception of the Param, as mentioned in this verse, and therefore they cannot reach the Supreme. The devotees have full knowledge of the spiritual world, the personality of Godhead, and his transcendental association in unlimited spiritual planets called Vaikuntha Lokas. Herein, Akunta Drishti is mentioned. Akunta and Vaikuntha convey the same import, and only one who has his aim fixed upon that spiritual world and personal association with the Godhead can give up his material connections even while living in the material world. This Param and Param Dhamma mentioned in several places in the Bhagavad Gita are one and the same thing. One who goes to the Param Dhamma does not return to the material world. This freedom is not possible even by reaching the topmost loka of the material world. The life here passes through seven openings, namely two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, and one mouth. Generally, it passes through the mouth at the time of an ordinary man's death. But the yogi, as above mentioned, who controls the life here in his own way, generally releases the life here by puncturing the cerebral hole in the head. Everybody knows where the cerebral hole is? You touch here, there's a little soft spot where the sikhas are. Well, for the Mataji there's no sikha. But for a brahmacharis, you can actually feel it. Yes, very soft. Thank you. The yogi therefore blocks up all the above mentioned seven openings so that the life air will naturally burst forth through the cerebral hole. This is the sure sign of great devotees leaving the material connection. Very nice. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namam Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsyam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namini Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Panchakalpat Ruvesya Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Krishna. The whole chapter is very unique. Even though it talks about meditating on the Supreme, but it also gives us idea how to do it and how we have to have a two component in order to do it. One is attachment, one is detachment. The whole chapter is almost divided like that. How many gates for the soul to depart, exit in this body? Help me. Who said nine? Yes, nine. Not seven or eight or nine. It's not included cerebral. Cerebral is excluded. Cerebral is for those yogis. Does Krishna endorse yoga? Yes. 6.46. Krishna endorses. He says yoga is higher than karma, better than jnana, better than tapasvi, better than vairagya. So Krishna endorses yoga. We cannot ignore it or neglect it. But of course, 47 gives the highest conclusion of what yoga Krishna actually endorses. Is the devotee sannyasi or yogi? Are we yogi or sannyasi? We serve. Servant. No, I'm not asking whether servant or not. I'm asking, are you yogi or sannyasi? Both. Who said both? Oh, you said. How? Good. Prema Sankirtan Prabhu, very good. We are both. Sannyasi means detachment from the attraction to material object. Isn't what devotee does? We do. So we are sannyasi. Yogi means connection. What we are doing right now, connecting. So we are both. Perfect. Good answer. We have nine gates in this body. Now I'm out front, I'm telling you, do not judge, please. Don't be judgmental. If you see a person departing, just now left this world, and if you check that person's body, he passed urine and stool, it's not a good sign. If the soul ever taken from the lower gate, definitely lower destiny. And you can go on with the list. Fifth canto, 26th chapter, gives the whole details of 28 places that they go. Of course, for a devotee is not considered here, but Prabhupada gave a very nice purport here. Prabhupada says that devotees are very fixed. Even Prabhupada mentioned, even if it comes out through the mouth, upper, this, can you do go like this? Like, see, Prabhupada actually took bath in the Ganges, you went like this. You're blocking two gates, then you're blocking other two gates, and you're blocking other two gates. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the mouth, 7. Everybody got it? This is 7 gates. If the soul depart from the 7 gates, they go to higher destiny or this planet, not below the planet. So that's good. Now, one girl, hand in our village, I remember we went with these monks, and sure enough, the soul departs with the fear of some. Before they exit, the suicider, they see some hallucination that if they exit, they will be happy. But when they about to exit, they see the reality of horrible scenery, they literally pass urine and stool. So for sure, their destiny is very scary. Not necessarily below this planet. It is not by the planet, because the ghost, Pishachi, goblin, they are above us. You follow? This is Bhurloka, then Sargaloka. What is in between? The planets of the Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, Charanas, Pishachis. You know Pishachis? Did somebody just pass by? Did you see just somebody pass by? You feel like sometime in your house, actually somebody passed by. It's like a subtle form. You don't see it, but they have a little bit of visibility. Third canto, 20 chapter, Prabhupada explained this, how Brahmaji created all these beings. Anything you perceive is nothing false. It all has an existence, but maybe not our physical presence. Prabhupada also put this in the purport, that what is Param Dham? Param and Param Dham. If you look at 5th chapter Adilila, text 18, it says, Ananta Vaibhav Vibhu Krishna Tanusam Upari Adho Bepiyache Ananta Ashima. Where is Golok Vrindavan? Where is Golok Vrindavan? If you ask me where is Canada, well, in the world map, it's the north of America. Golok Vrindavan is not like geographical, physical location. If you look at that verse, Upari Adho Bepiyache Ananta Ashima. Ananta means unlimited, Ashima means unrestricted. Where? Upari Adha. There is no such thing in Golok Vrindavan material world. But Golok Vrindavan is the biggest existence that Krishna has. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Jedina grihe bhajana dekhi grihe te golok bhaya charana sidhu dekhi aganga sukhana sima paya. When you are serving your Lord in your house, Golok Vrindavan manifests. What do you mean Golok Vrindavan manifests? Inside your room, where the altar, or where your bedroom, the whole house, or where? Where their service attitude? Where service attitude in a connecting to a level of reality called goodness? We have a 4 level of reality. Jagrit, Shapna, Sushupti, then Turja. In the material world, 3 modes plays these 3 roles, and that's where you go. So let me ask you a question before I go further. The conditioned soul, when you come to Krishna consciousness, then accept the bhakti. So we say, oh, we have anartha, aparad. So my question is, what is contaminated and what is contaminating? Can you answer? What is contaminated and what is contaminating that we are trying to purify? Little more. So let me ask you, is it bhakti contaminated or is it bhakta contaminated? First answer, let's divide, separate these two. Is bhakti contaminated or bhakta is contaminated? Bhakta contaminated, good answer. So let's, bhakti is pure. So bhakta, is it bhakta's, the soul, as the soul level is contaminated, or the bhakta's natures, assumed nature, subtle body, resting place of that is contaminated? Or is it the guru, mantra, diksha, we say nama parad, nama bhas, we say all these words. Is that the faith is contaminated? Which one? Cannot be all, only one. Help me. If we do not scrutinize or detect like this, it's difficult to focus on Krishna. Yes. It is not the soul. Soul is never contaminated. Soul is eternally pure. Bhakti, faith, is also pure. What Guru gives, what Prabhupada gave, is pure. What they assume nature. Sahajam karma kunteya sadosa na tejyat. Krishna says 1848, sahajam. Saha means with, jam. When you took birth, something else took birth with you. What took birth with you? Your assumed nature, psychophysical nature. 1848, very beautiful verse Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita. Then Krishna says, na doshe api tejet. Do not give up. Oh my God, I have a horrible, I see this beautiful girl, I want to enjoy. This is a horrible nature. But Krishna says, don't give up that. It is there with you, but you have to do something with it. You are born with it. What can you do? Arjuna had a duality. He had a weakness and he had a strength. His strength is Kshatriya. His strength is servant of Krishna. He can please Krishna. But he is not acting at that level. 146, Bhagavad Gita, first chapter 46. Krishna says, I give up. I cannot do it. Gandiva is sleeping off. That was the end of the first chapter, Vishad Yoga. But then he did something very unique. Karpanya dosa apahata sevava. Prichami dharma sammaracheta. Whenever you see in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, they don't ask the question, what should I do? Should I, at the time of that, not asking directly like this. What is my duty? Prichami dharma. Dharma, what is the duty? This is a very sophisticated, because the question when person asks reflects where that person level of consciousness is and what he needs, he or she needs, and where with the contemplation that person going to reach or want to go. So well taken, all this question. Bhagavad Gita began with question, Bhagavatam began with question, most of our literature began with question and then answer is given. So I'm going to give you a little synopsis that there are few verses, because this is all about yoga, and there are few verses in Bhagavad Gita actually emphasize about this yoga. Even though Bhagavatam is higher than Bhagavad Gita in one sense, but actually Bhagavad Gita, Krishna already gave the secret how to see Bhagavatam. So I'm going to give you a short description. You are not this body. Where are you now? And where is Krishna? And how do you connect? So in ontologically we know the soul is a unit of consciousness. What does that mean? In a seed form, you have a spiritual body, spiritual 11 things you have. You have a spiritual form, you have a spiritual service, spiritual relationship, under Anugatya, like whole given details given. How is your connection to this world or to this physical body? How you are connected? Through the consciousness. You are not this physical body, but you are connecting to the physical body through another connection. What is that called? Subtle body. If you don't have a mind and false ego, you cannot have an existence of this physical world right now. You really don't exist physically if you don't have that between. So Krishna made it very first class, this system. Like, if I have a mango seed, I want to taste the mango, I have to find a fertile ground, and that fertile ground is this physical body. So it is valuable. This physical body is valuable as a fertile ground. It is not the soul, but it is the soul's fertile ground where he has to sow. And how he is going to give the water, sunshine and everything? Through the subtle body. So, your soul, just imagine like this, your soul, through consciousness, if you are, you may be sitting here, but you're thinking like, I want to have a house in Hawaii, I want to have a good time in the beach. You are in a dream world. You're going through the subtle into sapna. Your existence is sapna. Physically maybe inside the temple, but you are in the sapna stage, dream world. There's a day dream and night dream, two dreams. You may be sitting here, right here, you're thinking like, I want to have ice cream and a nice car in a hot sun. I'll be driving a nice Lamborghini with eating ice cream. So you may be sitting here, but you are actually connecting to the physical world, not dream world, but this physical world through your consciousness. Now if you think like, oh my God, this is a scary discussion he's having, that we are unit of consciousness, conscious being, and our connection through the consciousness. You wonder why Prabhupada says, first be conscious that you are conscious of Krishna. So first be conscious, then become Krishna conscious. But to become conscious, you need a conscious. You need a consciousness to be conscious. You follow? That's the route we go. Similar way, you may be sitting here and thinking, this is wonderful, Suta Goswami, this second chapter also Suta Goswami spoke, but we will say Sukhdev Goswami said, because Vyasdev, dharma prajjita kaitavatta paramam nirmat saranam satam veddam vastavam atravastu shivadam trapatrayana unmilanam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite. Mahamuni, the word Mahamuni, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, in his maturity, he compiled this Bhagavatam. No need other books. All other books is secondary. Mahamuni Krite. So that Vyasdev, when he compiled this Bhagavatam that we are reading in Ishkan, there is another Bhagavatam which was compiled before. But this Bhagavatam, including Suta Goswami, Sukhdev Goswami, everybody. But it is done by Vyasdev. So it's very interesting here, it says, that when you say you are sitting here and you're thinking, wow, Sukhdev Goswami is speaking, so I can connect to Krishna right now just by hearing this Bhagavatam, I will be able to see Krishna. And if you contemplate this, you are physically sitting here, you are not this body, you are not the mind, then where are you now? What level of consciousness you are? Krishna, Krishna consciousness. That's how we have the choice to be Krishna conscious, material, spiritual or material. It is not, yes, place, dham, temple, they can affect and impact our consciousness. That's true. But still we have a choice to retain it or not do it. Just like last Sunday, I was talking to this Gurukuli boy. I said, so I saw you are having fun. You like it? Good. I'm glad you like it. So I spoke to him about this, how this mind works. There's a five level of mind sequence. So I said, you pay obeisances inside the temple, then you saw your friend. What you are thinking? Are you aware who was singing? Very nice devotee. He was singing, leading kirtan. Are you aware what he's singing? He said, no problem. I was thinking my friend, after 3 years I saw him. I was like completely merged in it. I said, why are you in the temple? Yeah. I said, but in your level of consciousness, you are not in the temple. You are with your friend. You went back 3 years back. So we can see that we may be in the temple, but not necessarily in the temple. Because of the time, I'm going to give you a very important things. What Prabhupada says, what makes the temple? Most of the ISKCON temple in America, will you see a big gates? Gopuram? Gopuram means a nice model structure. Will you see? I don't see. In New York, I don't see. In New Orleans, I don't see. Just a building. This is the only temple has some structure, beautiful decoration. But most of the temple. But Prabhupada gave a very secret. I'm sure you all are knowing, but I meditate on it sometime. Prabhupada quoted that what makes a temple, what makes a holy dham, what makes saintly person a saint. If you focus on that, then you can remain in that platform, in that level. So Prabhupada said five things, if I can recall. First is, there has to be Krishna darshan. If you want to call some place a temple, there has to be a Krishna deity, altar. Could be picture, could be anything, but something Krishna perceivable. You follow? First. Second, Krishna saddhai. Krishna saddhai means, I'm putting into Sanskrit in our college, Sannas College, I teach also, I'm a student also, I'm a teacher, so I teach also. Saddhai, this is Prabhupada, didn't say the saddhai, Prabhupada says there has to be education. So I put saddhai, means we have Prabhupada's books. So if you have an altar, if you study or hear or reading every day, these two, I'm going to ask you if you can give me feedback, what Prabhupada said, what makes temple a temple. Third, he says, Krishna Bhakta Sangha, association of advanced devotee who can guide, who can actually give us two things, attraction and inspiration. Very nicely the way Prabhupada said this, attraction and inspiration. Then fourth is glorification of the holy name. And fifth is Krishna Prasadam. When you participating in these five aspects, or you can say five limbs of bhakti in one place, that is temple. It is not the beautiful structure. Like I was driving other day from Tampa to here. On the way, I saw a beautiful temple. I was like, wow, this should be our temple, ISKCON. So there is a Swaminarayan. I said, what they do? I said, once a week they meet for a few hours, that's it. What a boring. But if you look at the definition Prabhupada says, can somebody help me, what are the five things? First, Braja Mohan Prabhu, what makes temple a temple? What makes saintly person a saintly? This is my question. What makes holy dham a holy dham? So first we are going to start with, what makes a temple? Is it the building makes temple? The structure looks how? What do you think? Five things Prabhupada says. Very good. Deity. Some darshan. Some photo. It can be photo, painting, something. Has to be there. That's one. What the second thing, Prabhu? Books. Education. Not only the books. What's the purpose of the books? I hammer on that. Books is not enough. Reading. Discussion on the books. I may have a books on the shelf, that doesn't make the temple. There has to be discussion, reading, hearing, like this. What's the third? You jumped on the prasadam, that's good too. It's okay, Prabhupada didn't say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but he put it like this. He said, this is what makes temple a temple. What's the other one? Sadhu Sangha. Who can give us realized knowledge? Who can give two things, Prabhupada, in that lecture he says? Inspiration and attraction. Sadhu Sangha means inspiration and attraction. Are we getting that? Otherwise not Sadhu Sangha. Very interesting lecture. And then one thing we are missing. Who remembers? Holy name, kirtan, chanting japa. Mataji said, can somebody say, what are the five things makes temple a temple? Okay, I'm going to call out. Mother Madhubanti. Little louder. Prabhu, you have the microphone? So when we come to temple, it doesn't have to be a building. It can be a flat. It can be an apartment. It can be anywhere. As long as you have these five things, Prabhupada said, that's what. And that's what we relish, Prabhu. Mothers, if we don't release this Krishna consciousness, we cannot help other devotee and bring others to come to this. Okay, mother.
Deity worship, deities in the temple.
Okay.
And then there should be education. So the books are there, so there's education. There is sadhu sangha. There is chanting the holy name. And there's prasadam.
Very good. Thank you. So according to that, what makes temple a temple is these five components together. Any place you see the five, that is temple. Not necessarily has to have a gate, has to have a nata mandir. Because in Gauriamar they are very peculiar, particular. They will not just open like that. You have to have a nata mandir, you have a deity room and the kirtan room separate. You see that? You will see most of the temple in India like this. But in America, we may not see those. That doesn't mean they are not temple. What makes temple? These five things. Okay. I have only 5 minutes. I'll just... I don't know. Should I go with it? 5 minutes, take it? Or anybody has any question? Or further? Okay, I'll just give you 5 minutes synopsis. How the consciousness works. I'm sorry, I prepared in my mind too much. Consciousness is not present in the brain. Because this is also one Gurukuli told me that. Isn't consciousness like it's produced from the brain? I said, no. Consciousness is not in the brain, neither brain produce consciousness. You may see in the brain, what do you see in the brain? Some electrochemical signal that you can find also in the computer. It doesn't have to be brain. So then where the consciousness comes from? Consciousness comes from unit of consciousness, the soul, the spirit. If somebody says there is no consciousness at all, because there are some people who think that after death, then you have to tell that person, just to say that there is no consciousness, after all, you also need a consciousness to say. You follow? You cannot even say something without consciousness. Try to see the route, how we become Krishna conscious. As our thinking, feeling, willing, everything we do. First you detect, then second you do, where it will take you. And if you can see where it will take you, you can cut it right there and you become pure devotee. Prabhupada told this to Pushpavanta Prabhu. Mani Pushpa Prabhu. He lives here. He's in a retirement place. Deva's father. Very nice devotee. I try to contact once in a while. He was traveling with Prabhupada and he asked many questions. This is very nice. So consciousness is an undeniable, fundamental reality. That is what Bhagavad Gita explains. Now, consciousness comes from the soul, as we spoke, reality. What our focus is mostly, like when we say this electricity or the fan in the temple running. So it's very hot. Do you have a fan? Yeah. But fan is not I'm looking for. I'm looking if the fan will produce cool air. You follow? Even though I say, okay, we have an electric lamp here, but is it has a bulb and going to have electricity? Will pass through. So you have to think like this. That from me, consciousness coming. You have a three level, the consciousness originating in the conditional life. One is from physical, one is from a subtle, one is from soul proper. If you detect this immediately and you can ascertain where it is going to take me, you can instantly become pure devotee and by redirecting that your consciousness towards Krishna. But most of the time we are not even aware, we don't learn how to detect how is our connection to this world or Krishna. It's the same through the consciousness, it's not a two separate. We divide. Just like other day I mentioned, the Kamsa grabbed the girl from Devaki's lap and she became Mahamaya. And before he grabbed, she was Jogamaya. But she's the same personality. What was the change? Attitude makes the manifestation, how we'll see and what we'll see. Kamsa, in a one calculation you can say it's the same girl, but it is not the same girl. One was Jogamaya, one was Mahamaya. If we are under Jogamaya, but that choice each of us has. That's my point. So yogis, when they learn these techniques, how to route the consciousness from one level all the way to hop, up, 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 all the way to the head here, cerebral hole, they can literally get out. They get out from the three modes, not in Golok Vrindavan. They have to have a relationship. They have to have a, Krishna has to invite. They have to have a relationship. It's not like you just get out of the material while you are in Golok Vrindavan. There is no such thing. I mean, will I be able to go to your house if you don't invite? I mean, I can go, but you may not allow me to go inside. So why Krishna will allow you if you don't want to go to Krishna? So think like this. So I'll end with here. If anybody has anything to take away, please share with me before we close it. Yes, Prabhu.
So like what you said, bulb shows the proof that electricity is present. Similarly, three proof of presence of consciousness in the three level, like physical body, subtle body and soul. Mm. What I think is a three thing is a...
Three level. Where the consciousness, or you can connect.
Yeah, okay. I can connect. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think from physically it's coming like thinking. And from subtle level it's coming willingness, and then soul level is coming like a feeling.
No?
Okay.
So all three comes from the soul.
Okay.
They are the quality of the consciousness. Thinking, willing, feeling is the quality of the consciousness.
Okay.
So they come from the soul, but they filter through subtle, physical. Like for an example, if I have a red glass, I'll see you having a red dress. So do you have a red dress or not? Am I a liar? As long as I have a material mind, impure material vision, then it will be red. You may be wearing white, so I have to take off. I have to learn the art, how I can take it off. Then I will see the reality as Krishna is everywhere. It makes sense? It's require little practice. And that's what we are supposed to be doing. Is that okay?
Yes. I was asking, what are the three...
level. We just gave an example.
Physical proof, like a bulb, we see it, so the bulb is like a proof that
it is. It's just an example, yes. Okay, you are sitting here. You may be thinking your wife. You want to have like, oh, I haven't talked to her, I miss her. You know, she's beautiful. Don't take it personally, sorry. I wonder what she's eating these days. You may be thinking like a physical level. Nothing to do with Krishna. Where are you now? In physical level. Even though you are a spiritual being, but you are in the physical level. Now if you're thinking like, oh, it's too much, these details, my God. Can't I just have some practical I can do easily? Why do I have to deeply think? It's so much. I don't want to hear it. Forget it. You are ignoring. You're not ignoring. You're taking the shelter of tamagun. You have to be detective. Oh, that's what tamagun does. I don't want to be part of tamagun. It will cause me suffering later. I don't want. So then you pay attention more. So you can detect. But detecting is not as important as where its consciousness will take you there. A good example, like we say, offensive nature, we say. Okay, you're thinking like, why that child is making so much noise every day in the class? I hate this noise. Like, you may think like it. You're committing like it. And you're contemplating, where are you going? Where is your consciousness, first of all? Let's detect it. Where is your consciousness? No? There's three levels only. Physical, subtle or soul. Where is your consciousness with that kind of thinking about the child? Subtle. Where is going to take you if you contemplate, keep on going? Offense. You follow? Everybody understand that? If you can see where it will take you, you can chop, cut it off. Etat yeshasya ishanam prakritasya pitadgune na jujyate sada atmasthita jata buddhi ashraya. Prabhupada quote these words in the lecture and he says, jata buddhi ashraya. Everybody should have a sharp intelligence to cut the emotion, feeling, desire before it turns into action. It's required little endeavor, but believe me, if you keep on doing for a while, you become pure devotee. You are never have to do anymore. It automatically goes to Krishna consciousness. But in the beginning is difficult because Maya has her agenda on one side, Krishna has his agenda. You decide which one you take. What he says, iti te gyanam akhyatam. Krishna finished his discussion. Iti te gyanam akhyatam. I already gave you everything. And he even says this, gyana mayeva, from me it is coming. Jata icchasi tatha kuru. Do as you like. That means that choice Krishna will never make for us. Everybody understand that point? Krishna will never make a choice for you. You have to make choice for yourself. But Krishna will help you supply all your needs. He creates a needs and he supplies. Krishna is best of that. It makes sense? Okay. Is that clear, Prabhu?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Mother Sema Mai, yes?
When you mentioned about what makes a temple?
What makes a temple? A temple.
Yes,
say it again.
Altar, could be pictures of deities themselves, books, discussion of the scriptures, Sarasanga, chanting the holy name, Kirtan and Prashad.
If you really think deep, mother, that's what you do in the temple. That's what we do, isn't it? I hope we are doing that and we are relishing.
Yeah, I was just thinking how Prabhupada started in a little storefront in New York.
And that was a temple.
Temple.
You know why? Why it became temple?
Because they have these
five things. Very good. Very good. It is not the Gopuram. In South India, they have a nice dome, beautiful gate. You know, there is a place for washing hand. There is a place for parikrama. You have everything. But Prabhupada said, what makes temple a temple? With these five things. Very nice. Thank you.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very good, very good. You know, I learned a word. You know what the meaning of sin? Why sinful is bad? It causes pain. Nobody wants to get pain. Nobody wants to experience a pain, right? So that's why we call this four regulative principles. So we must follow. The sinful means this will cause you pain in future. We are doing a favor. The Hare Krishna Society is doing a favor to the world that don't do this for everybody. I mean, follow this for everybody. Okay, thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We'll see you all tomorrow.